How to refocus on a life you want, when the universe gives you a big no. How is your life going? Are you doing what you want? Is the universe interrupting your plans? Here is a conversation with a 30-something woman who just got a message that rerouted her life plan. Cindy graduated recently with a long-sought-after bachelor degree in business management. All during school, she talked about her life ambition of opening a cat hotel rescue center. Multiple projects worked toward designing such a business. Her dream encompassed working with cat, helping them and making their lives better. Graduate school loomed in her vision. She was encouraged by the college to pursue an MBA, and offered free tuition with books free in a program if she was accepted. She listened to them and took up the opportunity to apply. In her life, Cynthia has many areas that she wants to fill. She wants a job working with cats, animals, to find a husband, travel, and enjoy life more fully. Cat, so, Cynthia, did you apply for the MBA program at the college? Cynthia, yes, I did apply. Cat, what happened? Cynthia, I went through all of the steps. Cat, what did that include? Cynthia, I got 2 recommendation letters from people I worked with and had an interview on site with one of the admissions folks in the program. Cat, how did that go? Cynthia, the interview went well and I was recommended to be in a better program that was suited to my needs that I could succeed in for the requirements of the degree. And I was told there were 2 more people that needed to review my application. I left on a high note. Cat, what do you mean about a better program? How was it different? Cynthia, it was going to be more in person. I was switching from an online-only program to a blended online and on-site program. I liked the school and being physically at the school, so I thought it was a great idea. Cat, so what happened next? Cynthia, I went home, thinking really good thoughts about getting in the program still. Cat, okay. Cynthia, and 2 days later I received a confusing rejection letter. Cat, what do you mean? Confusing? Cynthia, well, as an alumni with my Bachelor of Science in Business Management degree, it was suggested that I go to a community college or other college for a year and then reapply to the school. Cat, oh, that does sound confusing. How did that feel? Cynthia, it felt like getting my degree with them didn't matter. The school that I felt so good about, I didn't even know if I could feel good about after years to complete. The moment that was so special 2 months ago, they destroyed in saying the part about the community college. Cat, was there a mistake or a misstep? Cynthia, I believe there may have been, however, it's done and it's in writing. Cat, I'm sorry to hear about this. You said you had a change in heart when someone said something to you the other day. What was that? Cynthia, Rudy Schertzman, a massage therapist and fellow CHT student from Apositiva, came to Portland. I was talking about the MBA and how I got the rejection letter, and figured it must have been the improper form letter for that rejection letter. And she said, sometimes we get a no that is very clear in a way that we don't expect, so that we can move on and do the work that we are most meant to be doing. And, in order to do the work we are most meant to be doing, to stop focusing on the no matter and focus only on what you are meant to do, and the things you want in your life. Cat, wow. So, how did that affect you hearing her words? Cynthia, it was really encouraging, and made me consider what I really want in life, and what I was meant to do. For the time being I could forget about scholastic goals and focus on all the other things I really want from life in this time, and move forward in doing so. Cat, that sounds pretty courageous. Cynthia, yes. And I have some vision boards at home that I edited without the scholastic goals. Cat, did you do that? Cynthia, Yes, this morning I edited my vision boards to include only the things that I want, right now, in my life. And my prayer list changed after editing the vision board. Cat, okay. So you accomplished a goal in education, and got a message from the universe, and changed direction so that you are now pursuing other life areas. Cynthia, yes. Cat, what would you recommend to other people who come up against a big no in their pursuits? Cynthia, they could re-examine their life without that item they wanted. Then envision and start walking the path of really is ultimately wanted at that point in their life without the other thing. Cat, you are a hero on your journey, aren't you? Cynthia, yes, I am. Seeking love, financial freedom, and whatever else is out there that I'm meant to do can now flow into my world. All these things can flow into my life more abundantly. My focus is now clear on what I need to be and need to do. Cat, thank you for sharing. Stories of lives of others can inspire us. Especially when you have been rejected by something or someone, and you hear about how someone else handled it. I believe we are spirits in a human experience, and sometimes that can be an emotional roller coaster ride. When you need and want someone to listen to you, and maybe even get a new perspective, it helps to have a cozy, safe space to talk. I know I am a really good listener and provide that space. Rudy Schertzman is one of the graduates in our CHT and NLP program, and I am so proud of how deeply she listened to Cynthia. She helped give a young person a new perspective, to reframe and go beyond the old rejection letter. Granted, it was probably an error on the part of the person who typed the letter and sent it, but sometimes it's hard to see and forgive such a misstep. The good news is that we can go beyond hurt. We can move in another direction when the universe gives a big no. Our life can be brilliant and joyful when we see that we are so much more. Know that we are here at Appositiva when you need a third ear. Feel free to call us for a free consult. If you are a student, wanting more confidence in studies, focus in learning or getting prepared for a test, call and ask for an appointment. Call 503-525-0595 or text CAT at 503-816-5104.